Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 8th of October. The US government shutdown continues. Economists are traditionally quite dismissive of the economic consequences of these events because the drag on growth in the near term is offset by a rebound in growth when government resumes. It is a moderate negative, because government contractors do not get paid during a shutdown. However, this give and take in economic activity depends on government workers getting paid back their back pay. If workers permanently lose their jobs in a shutdown, the rebound when government opens is less likely to offset the loss of activity during the shutdown. Similarly, if back pay is not paid, there will be less of a rebound. US President Trump has signalled that some workers may not receive back pay. The legality of that will no doubt be challenged, but were it to be implemented, it would mute some of the growth rebound. It may also cause some further near-term problems. Furloughed government workers may be less inclined to spend out of precautionary savings if they will not have the means to rebuild those savings. Japan's August cash earnings data was weaker than expected, primarily because of weaker bonus payments. Regular pay is increasing in a more stable fashion. Nonetheless, the data is likely to raise questions about the Bank of Japan's enthusiasm for raising interest rates in the very near term. Prime Minister presumptive Takaichi has focused on the sustainability of inflation and looked at wage growth in particular as a challenge to keeping inflation at the target level. German August industrial production data was quite a bit weaker than the consensus expectation and fell below the bottom of the consensus range. This is, however, quite a volatile series. The reality often differs significantly from economic consensus, but today's miss is quite large even by the standards of this data series. As ever, with German data, it is also subject to quite sizable revisions, roughly half of the time up, half of the time down so far this year. Markets are not likely to get too worked up about this number, therefore, but given the disruption to some aspects of trade and the more general pivot of consumers to favouring fun over goods, it's worth keeping an eye on. We do get some economic insight from the United States today, with the Federal Reserve releasing the minutes of the last meeting, where most members went for a 25 basis point cut, and Fed Governor Mirren dissented in favour of 50 basis points. It is unlikely there'll be too many surprises in the minutes. Mirren has subsequently attempted to justify their stance, though markets do not appear to be convinced by the reasoning and have a more gradual set of rate expectations. The balance between weaker labour markets, which are not actually in free fall, and higher inflation, that is, the one-off shock of tariffs plus some signs of stickier price increases, remains a rather difficult policy issue. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.